Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are on our Porch Tour Fan Hotline, brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. We welcome in on that fan hotline right now from USA Today, Bob Nightingale. Bob, good afternoon. How's everything?
Doing great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for coming on. Bob, you heard Neil Huntington. We heard Neil Huntington in that last update. And I guess the fundamental question is here, and it'll probably be ever-evolving, but are the Pirates in rebuild mode? Are they in buy mode? Are they in sell mode? Or are they in sort of a purgatory where they don't know where they are, Bob?
They're kind of in between mode, to tell you the truth. I mean, they're not really sellers or buyers. But, you know, they remind me a little bit of the Brewers a couple of years ago, where the rebuild was very short. And obviously they're in rebuild. They wouldn't have traded Gerrit Cole, obviously, or McCutchen. But I think they're in a situation where they can bounce right back and be a contender next year. So I don't see them doing a whole lot. I think they're kind of caught in between, you know, which is fine as long as you can contend next year.
Neil Huntington also says, Bob, that, you know, it's easy for fans to say, okay, let's trade, you know, name the player. Who exactly do the Pirates have that they would be willing to trade that other teams would want at this point? Any veteran players?
Yeah, good point. I mean, you're going to see some trades in August, too. So, like a David Priest type thing, he would clear waivers. So, don't get stuck with the July 31st. There'll be moves. So, everybody wants, you know, relievers. So, I would think they'll listen to, you know, pretty much anybody, on the team, particularly the veteran guys, and then kind of go from there. But I do believe they have full intentions of competing next year. Because, you know, there's not that superpower in the National League Central. Not a superpower in the entire National League. So might as well take advantage of that.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We are the Fan Morning Show, doing a special afternoon edition of our Porch Tour, joined by Bob Nightingale, USA Today. If they were to shop Vasquez, could he get the same return that Brad Hand got, do you think, Bob?
I'm trying to think. How long is Vasquez signed for?
A couple years. He's a controllable reliever. He's a guy, as you know, I mean, you know his talents, but he has control. He has a couple years of control. He just signed before this year.
Yeah, but the beauty about Hand was he signed to a reasonable contract through 2021. So that's what made him so valuable, you know, and doing it, a two-time All-Star. So, no, they would not get the same return as Hand. You know, that was a nice return. But it took two relievers, too. Adam Simmers, just a rookie. So you got, you know, two relievers. That way they don't have to re-sign their own guys in Miller and Cody Allen. So, but yeah, you would get a return, but not like that.
When we look at, you know, I'm one of those guys, we sit there and look at, like, MLB trade rumors, we read your stuff, all the other guys that, you know, you're in touch with teams throughout baseball, and I keep waiting to see if, you know, so-and-so is interested in Zach Britton, for example, or some of the other relievers, and I never see the Pirates' name brought up. Are they engaged in any even preliminary discussions on kind of a, you know, a just-in-case next week we are looking to add mode? You know what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah, no, I would be absolutely floored if they had any interest in Britton, just because they're a rental player. And they're not, you know, it's not like the Pirates are going for the division title. You're not going to give up your future, the chance for a wild card. So, no, I would think, you know, hey, if someone, if they can get their, you know, hands on a Michael Fulmer from Detroit or a Chris Archer, you know, maybe with Tampa, you would think about it. But, you know, this is the same organization that traded away Gerrit Cole. And Cole right now is one of the top 10 pitchers in all of baseball. So, you know, you can't just say we're building for the future by trading Cole and then try to do a stopgap thing by giving away prospects. So I think whatever they do will be very small in nature.
Bob Nightingale joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. He brought up Gerrit Cole. We're talking Gerrit Cole. And don't forget Charlie Morton either, who's doing great things in Houston. Is the luster starting to wear off a Ray Searidge just a little bit? Not luster, but I guess the shine starting to wear off a Ray Searidge. And maybe are the Pirates not doing things right? Are they throwing too many fastballs? Are they doing things and making an attack and an approach that probably isn't keeping up with the league, Bob?
I mean, the luster could be off a little bit, but in his defense, it's almost like when Justin Verlander got traded to Houston, became a much better pitcher. A lot of that because you're joining a championship-caliber team. And I remember talking to Garrett Cole this spring, in May, and I said, well, you become this good a pitcher anyway by joining a championship-caliber club. He says, no, because I needed Justin Verlander. Verlander taught me so many things. I didn't have that veteran influence in Pittsburgh. So I think just by learning from all these guys and kind of, you know, not having a big spotlight on me, helped me out. So I think it was a lot of combination of factors that really helped out Garrett Cole.
Bob, do you like, I'm kind of adding on, so I was going to ask you a similar question to what Colin just did, but do you like the game the way that it is now with all the strikeouts, home runs, walks, not a whole lot of balls put in play?
Well, I don't. You know, it's like, you know, it's boring, to tell you the truth. I mean, the All-Star game is a microcosm of that, just home runs or walks or strikeouts. And, and we're not even seeing, you know, that kind of home run. So maybe All-Star game, you know, until the seventh inning was very dull. So, no, a lot of times we're not seeing baseball. I mean, there's teams that haven't put a hit and run sign all year. I was told the Yankees haven't put a sign on all year. So, yeah, it's just a little, reminds me of like a slow pitch beer league softball game at times. So it's not the same game. And I think, MLB front office, commissioner's office very worried about it. The union's worried about it. Yeah, there's a reason why there's 6.5% decline in fans. And, of course, Pittsburgh has plummeted big time in attendance. You know, a lot of that, of course, is just the fact that Trey Cole and McCutcheon weren't really going for it. But the other part is, you know, want to sit there for 3 hours and be bored out of your mind.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, for a couple more minutes here on the Fan Morning Show, afternoon edition. Okay, so what's the fix? Is it a shift? Is it a DH? Is it expediting the pace of play once you're in game? What's the fix then, Bob?
Well, they'll start with the pitch clock. Maybe that will rattle pitchers a little bit. You won't be so dominant. In 68, when this was happening, you know, when Gibson has 1.12 ERA, they lower the mound. I don't think they'll do that. You can move the mound back or something. The shift, you could force guys to at least be on the dirt and not in the grass. So I think there's, you know, little things they can do, but I think it'll start with a pitch clock and go from there. Well, I think some of it just, you know, depends on the teams and minor leagues. It's like, hey, teach these guys how to bunt. Teach these guys how to go the other way. I mean, people are giving you a wide open space to hit the ball down and, you know, go take your single. I think there's way too much emphasis on walks, too. It's, you know, swing the bat.
Bob, you slid something in there that I had never entertained, never heard anybody mention. Move the mound back. 60 feet 6 inches has been around forever, and isn't that is that actually something that somebody has promoted and that would be considered?
They talked about it in the MLB office. You know, just, you know, different ideas. Yeah, I know it's been around forever, but, you know, hey, NFL, they change rules all the time. NBA changes rules. You know, sometimes you got to adjust with the times. And the times are now. It's just that the pitchers are so dominant. And, you know, maybe this will give the, you know, take away a little bit of that velocity. Maybe give hitters a little better chance.
Bob, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. Enjoy the second half of the season, and we'll chat again.
All right. Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. We come right back. We're on our porch tour. Ask you, the Pirates finished strong in that first half, Jim, 8-1. They're back at it tonight in Cincinnati, although the weather looks a little bit iffy, but they should be back at it tonight.
Joe Block, Rob Beer Temple out there with the
Are
tweets.
People back on? I don't want to say the bandwagon, but are people back on? Are they going to go to games? Are they invested? Are they going to watch tonight? Are they back with this team? We get down to that coming up next. This is the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.